Hello, mighty men of God. Joe Martin here, man builder, award-winning speaker, author, and Tanya's husband and Kendall and Faith's dad. Welcome to the Real Men Connect podcast, where we help good men become great men God's way. Every Wednesday, we interview some of the nation's most respected and accomplished men of faith to find out what it really takes to become the kind of husband, father, and spiritual leader God called and created us to be. Today is the Real Men Check-In. The Real Men Check-In is just a quick way to help you start your week on the right foot in the right way. Every Monday, I share personal insights, encouragement, and support that will move you beyond church to real change. I keep it short, I make it fun, and then I'm done. So let's get started. Real men are imitators, not imposters. Let me say that again. Real men are imitators, not imposters. Ephesians 5:1 says, "Therefore, be imitators of God as beloved children." Now, this was the verse I came across during my quiet time with God this past week. I was intending to read all of Ephesians 5 and to do a study on marriage. So to be totally honest with you, I only started here because it was at the beginning of chapter 5. I really wanted to get to the meat of that chapter later on about, you know, wives submitting to their husbands and how husbands should love their wives, you know. But God had other plans because I never got past even the first verse. Verse 1 says, "Therefore, be imitators of God as beloved children." Now, I stopped here because this verse brought me under conviction and it challenged me like I've never been challenged in this area before. And now I'm going to challenge you this week during the Real Men Check-In. See, you have to understand, I had read this verse hundreds of times and skimmed right over it. And please don't do that when it comes to your quiet time with God. Don't skim over stuff. I mean, try to be focused, and I have to work at this constantly. Now, for those of you who are new listeners to the Real Men Check-In, quiet time with God isn't something that's super spiritual. It's simply about being intentional about setting a specific date and time to meet with God on a consistent basis by reading His Word and allowing Him to speak to you through the Holy Spirit, by intentionally asking Him 5 questions after you've read a particular chapter or verse. Like 1, what sin do I need to confess here after you read the verse? 2, what promise is God making that I need to claim? 3, what attitude in my heart do I need to change? 4, what command is God telling me to obey here, whether it be explicit or even implied? And 5, what example here do I need to follow? Trust me, when you ask these questions after reading the scripture, the Holy Spirit will reveal the answers to you. Now, in Ephesians 5:1, this was a great example of that. See, this verse talks about us as beloved children of God, being imitators of God. Now, after I parked my eyes on this verse, I thought to myself, imitating God is a monumental request. Think about it. Act like God, do what He does, move the way He moves, respond the way He responds. Who can do that? But this isn't a suggestion. Paul says that this is an expectation. But I immediately thought to myself, well, there's Paul again, asking us to do something that seems impossible. Just like when, like James said in chapter 1:2 about count it all joy, my brothers, when you meet trials of various kinds. Sometimes I'm wondering, what's wrong with these guys? What are they talking about? But the Holy Spirit gave me a new perspective on what it means to be an imitator of God. The key here being as beloved children of God. And that's when it hit me. See, God sees us as His children. Now, I know what you're thinking, Joe. I know that, duh. I know you do, but think about it again. We're His beloved children. But now I want you to think about your own beloved children. See, I'm the father of a 20-year-old son and a 14-year-old daughter. Now, my daughter, Faith, isn't my biological child. So I didn't enter her life until she was 5.5 years old. So I didn't get a chance to watch her grow up from being a baby. I didn't get to hold her in my arms. I wasn't even the first father she even saw. However, I've been in my son Kendall's life since he was born, and I'm the only father he's ever known. Now, if you have biological children or children you've adopted when they were babies, have you ever noticed that, especially if you have a son, as they grow, they start to imitate you and do whatever they see you do? Now, at least I know my son did. After he learned how to walk, Kendall started putting his tiny feet in my shoes and even tried to walk in them. He started putting my ties on around his neck, even though he didn't know how to tie a tie, because he would see me wear my ties to work whenever I spoke on stage or go to church. He would pick up my cell phone and pretend to talk on it the same way he saw Daddy talk on it. He even would watch me shave and ask me to put shaving cream on him so he could shave the same way I did, but using the back of a comb. See, I think you get the point. Whatever Kendall saw me do, he'd try to do. He talked the same way I did. He wanted to laugh the same way I did. He watched wherever I watched. He ran the way I ran, and he worked the way I worked. Now, I must confess, even though Kendall would try to imitate me in everything that he did, he would fail more times than he succeeded. In other words, he never did it perfectly. He would get so disappointed in himself whenever he failed, but he never stopped trying to be like his dad. And I must confess, I delighted in seeing him try. I took pride in him because this was my boy, my son, in whom I was well pleased, even though he was far from perfect. I delighted in his attempts, not his accomplishments, with his desire to be like me, not in his delivery, but with his sincere and unconditional love for me. Now, I hope you see where I'm going with this, right? See, I believe when God says in Ephesians 5:1, "My beloved children, be imitators of me," I think he's referring to that type of imitation. Not perfection, but the pursuit of perfection of being like him, like Christ. Think about it. I believe God, like us as dads, that he delights in us when he sees us trying to do what he does. Walk in truth the way he walks in truth. Speak truth the way he speaks truth. Serve the way he serves. Love the way he loves. Give the way he gives. And forgive others the way he forgives us. That has to make him one proud daddy. Don't you agree? But also know that whenever my son goes against my character and my nature as a father, by not treating others the way he wants to be treated, not loving them the way he wants to be loved, or forgiving others the way he wants to be forgiven, it grieves me in my spirit, like I know my behavior must grieve God whenever I do it to him. I tell men all the time that the hardest thing about being a husband is dying to yourself. I'm talking about your needs, your desires, and your expectations. And I'm talking about of your wife, of course. But I believe the hardest thing about being a parent is being a godly example. See, we can't ask our children or others to imitate us if our actions, words, and character aren't worth imitating. Because whenever we fail to live with integrity, we're acting more like imposters rather than imitators of Christ. Being childish instead of childlike. See, it's okay to be a good leader, but God wants us to be better imitators and followers of Christ. Because that's what real men do. So that's Real Men Check-In for this week, and I hope that it blessed you. And if you found it helpful, please share this episode with others, especially men who you may be mentoring or you're discipling. And don't miss our regular weekly interviews on Wednesdays. And to make sure you don't miss another episode, please visit our website at realmenconnect.com and join our growing community of real men. We also have a couple of free gifts waiting just for you. And also, do us a huge favor. This is so helpful and so important. Please take about 30 seconds to go over to iTunes and rate the program for us. It's the best way to help us move up in the rankings and grow the podcast exponentially so we can get this program in the hands, ears, and hearts of men just like you. And like I said, it only takes about 30 seconds. And thank you guys so much for listening, because without you, there would be no Real Men Connect. So keep downloading, keep subscribing, keep sharing, and as always, keep leaving those reviews. They are so helpful. So until next time, I'm Joe Martin with realmenconnect.com, reminding you that we are males by birth, but we are men by choice. So each and every day, choose to be the man that God called and created you to be, because a male is a terrible thing to waste. So until next time, stay strong, stay blessed, and as always, stay in his grip.
Thank you for listening to the Real Men Connect podcast with Dr. Joe Martin. Real Men Connect isn't just a podcast. It's a mission, ministry, and movement to help good men become the great men God called and created us to be. And the best is yet to come. So if you enjoyed this episode, go ahead and leave us a review in iTunes. It really helps us to build the podcast and to reach, teach, and impact more men, all for the glory of God. And make sure you check out realmenconnect.com to get our free tools and resources to help you go from good man to great man God's way. Again, that's realmenconnect.com. Thank you for listening. We'll see you in the next episode.